This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news headlines first. Nepal records 2,099 coronavirus cases so far, with confirmation of 288 new cases. Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives directs government to carry out fair investigation into Chowdhury incident of Rukum West. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa clarifies government is committed to bringing culprits to book and implement the law. Government prepares to bring 25,000 stranded Nepali nationals from abroad except India in its first phase, and five people killed across the United States amidst protest following the death of Afro-American man in police custody. Now the news in detail. The total number of coronavirus infection cases in Nepal has reached 2,099 with the confirmation of 288 new cases. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, a spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Dr. Bikas Devkota, informed that within last 24 hours, 270 males and 18 females tested positive for COVID-19. Spokesperson Dr. Devkota further informed that coronavirus infection has now spread to 61 districts with confirmation of virus infection in 1,949 males and 150 females in total. Yesterday, 45 people returned home after health recovery from virus infection. As of now, 266 people have returned home following health recovery from virus infection. 212 males and 54 females have returned home following health recovery from virus infection, and 8 people in total have lost their lives in Nepal. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to carry out fair investigation into the Chowdhury incident of Rukum West and bring the culprits to book. The meeting of the committee held yesterday in Singhadarbar directed to the Ministry of Home Affairs to expedite the search operation of one missing person and treat the injured free of cost. Likewise, the committee also directed the government to launch the mega campaign against all forms of racial discrimination, as the incidents of violence on Dalit communities are increasing one after another. It also directed the government to form a Dalit cell in Nepal police to investigate into the cases of violence on Dalits. Meanwhile, the committee also drew the attention of quarantine status in Nepal and directed the government to manage the quarantines as per the health standards in coordination with three tiers of governments. In yesterday's meeting of the committee, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa informed that the investigation into the case of Rukum West intensified and the three tier governments had been carrying out investigations simultaneously. Home Minister Thapa also clarified that the government was committed to punishing the culprits and implement the law, saying the Rukum incident seemed to have occurred due to racial conflict. The Home Minister also stressed on changing culture and mindset of people to end the race-based incident in the society. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government is determined to take stringent possible action against those involved in heinous act of untouchability. In his message today on the occasion of National Day Against Racial Discrimination and Untouchability, he said the problem of racial discrimination and untouchability was a problem not only of a particular community but that of every individual, family, society and the nation. Prime Minister Oli has urged all individuals, families, societies and concerned authorities to be sensitive in protecting the human rights of the survivors of racial untouchability. The Prime Minister said, as per the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalis, the present government aims to achieve prosperity along with social justice and equality. He said the government never tolerate such social exclusion, untouchability and violence. The Prime Minister also sought cooperation from all sides to eliminate such social blots and respect people's right to live a dignified life. President Bidya Devi Bhandari yesterday certified the bill designed to amend the Evidence Act 2031 BS. The bill was passed by the Federal Parliament and submitted for certification. The bill was certified as per Article 113(2) of the Constitution, according to the Office of the President. The government has presented its annual report of the fiscal year 2075-76 BS to the National Assembly. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. Shivamaya Thumbahampe presented the report prepared as per the Article 53 of the Constitution before the National Assembly session yesterday. The government has formulated a 26-point spatial action plan to facilitate the Nepali nationals who want to return home due to a critical situation caused by the global pandemic of coronavirus. The Council of Ministers meeting on 25th of May had approved the action plan. The action plan contains facilitation to those wishing to return home in a safe manner, quarantine arrangement for returnees in a way to check pandemic spread, medical tests of the returnees and adoption of criteria on health safety. It has also stipulated the roles and responsibilities of the agencies and the way to facilitate in the management of the returnees. The government is doing its groundwork to repatriate around 25,000 people, Nepali nationals from countries excluding India in the first phase. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs would work to identify the citizens returning from third countries, classify them on priority basis, collect details and provide the information to the stakeholders. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Ministry of Home Affairs, state governments and local levels would cooperate to that end. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC team, has reached Jazakot and started probing to the killing of five persons over a case of wedding issue in Chowdhury of West Raghun. NHRC team led by Deputy Director Chandrakant Chapagai from Nepalganj Regional Office made the on-site visit and met with the local administration, police, victims and stakeholders. The NHRC team met with the families of Nabaraz BK, Sanjeev BK and Ganesh Buddha, who died in the inhuman incident. Rather, the victims' families have demanded that a fair probe be initiated while seeking action against the criminals and the security guarantee of the victims' family. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्याश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Nepal is likely to see an influence of another cyclone predicted to be developed from the Southeast Arabian Sea from early hours. Today, the low-pressure system based in the Arabian Sea is moving towards the north. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast rains at some parts of the country on 4th, 5th and 6th of June and snowfall in the highlands of western region due to the impact of the same cyclonic circulation. Few days back, Nepal, primarily the eastern and central parts, had faced indirect impact of the powerful cyclone Amphan emerged from the Bay of Bengal. According to meteorologist Bibhuti Pokhrel, the fresh cyclone would have its partial influence in Nepal as it will become weaker until it arrives in Nepal. Upon analyzing the current situation, the cyclone is likely to bring rains in some parts of the far western region and cause snowfall in the western region. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The United States has been gripped by protests over the death of George Floyd, an unarmed man who died last week in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and police brutality nationwide. U.S. President Donald Trump has outraged faith leaders and protesters for walking to a historic church near the White House and creating a photo opportunity just minutes after police used tear gas and flashbangs on peaceful protesters to clear the way for the rear walk. Protesters are demanding all four officers involved be charged in Floyd's death. Five people killed across the United States amidst protest. Protesters have remained undeterred by curfews and the presence of the U.S. National Guard in some cities. Largely peaceful protests have turned violent with looting and vandalism as the night rests on. Meanwhile, in nationally televised remarks at the White House on Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump called the protest acts of domestic terror committed by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, and rioters. More than 6.3 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed around the world according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More than 378,000 people have died, including more than 108,000 in the United States. More than 2.7 million have recovered from the disease. Meanwhile, Brazil reported 1,262 deaths from COVID-19 in the 24 hours to Tuesday night, another daily record. Brazil also confirmed 28,936 additional cases of the disease, bringing the total to 555,383. A total of 31,199 people in Brazil have died from coronavirus as of now. India has said it approved Gilead Sciences' antiviral drug Remdesivir for emergency use for 5 doses in treating COVID-19 patients. Remdesivir, which is administered intravenously in hospital, is the first drug to show improvement in COVID-19 patients in formal clinical trials and is at the forefront of the battle against COVID-19, which has no approved treatment or vaccine yet. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province, Far West Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 15.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the lines once again. Nepal records 2,099 coronavirus cases so far with confirmation of 288 new cases. Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives directs government to carry out fair investigation into Chowdhury incident of Rukum West. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa clarifies government is committed to bringing culprits to book and implement the law. Government prepares to bring 25,000 stranded Nepali nationals from abroad except India in its first phase, and five people killed across the United States amidst protest following the death of Afro-American man in police custody. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.